kayo'y nakikinig sa SBS Filipino. Pakinggan niyo pa ang kwento sa sbs.com.au/filipino. Sinimula na ang 7 araw na lockdown sa ilang regional areas sa New South Wales matapos magpositibo ang isang delivery driver na galing Sydney at nakahawa pa ng ibang tao. Samantala, nakapagtala ang Victoria ng 26 na bagong kaso ng coronavirus, pero ayon sa otoridad, nananatiling mababa ang panganib na kumalat pa ito. Narito ang buong detalye ng ulat ni Peggy Giacomelis na isinalin sa ating wika. Nagtala naman ang panibagong 110 na kaso ng COVID-19 ang New South Wales, habang pumalo sa 83,477 ang bilang ng mga nagpapatest. Ayon sa Premier, bibilang pa ng ilang araw bago makita ang resulta ng mga paghihigpit. 43 sa mga bagong kaso ay nakakahawa at 17 sa mga ito ay naka-isolate. 13 sa mga naka-isolate ay iniimbestigahan pa ng otoridad. Ayon kay Premier Gladys Berejiklian, ang mataas na bilang ng mga kaso ay resulta ng mataas na bilang ng mga nagpapatest.
Had we not gone into the lockdown a few weeks ago, the 110 number today would undoubtedly have been thousands and thousands. There is no doubt about that. So we've been extremely successful in limiting the spread to what we have today. Please have limited conversation, limited interaction. Of course, some people still need to continue to work to keep all of us going. But even then, please make sure that when you interact in your workplace, that it's limited. What we don't want to see is further spreading of the virus.
Sumailalim naman sa 7 araw na lockdown ang Orange, isang regional town sa New South Wales, matapos magpositibo sa COVID-19 ang isang delivery driver. Nagsimula ang lockdown sa Orange, Blaney and Cabon noong Martes, 20 ng Hulyo. Ayon kay Deputy John Barilaro, nararapat lamang ang mga paghihigpit dahil mas nakakahawa ang Delta strain kumpara sa mga naunang variant ng coronavirus.
The decision was the right decision to make sure that we don't overwhelm the health system, and off the back of the health advice, we've made that decision today. It's a reminder to everybody that we in regional and rural New South Wales aren't not going to be impacted by the current Delta strain. We know it's infectious, we know it's transmissible, and we know how contagious it is. And this decision was a decision made on behalf of the citizens of the regions.
Samantala, sa Victoria naman, nagtala ng panibagong 26 na kaso ang estado. Kasalukuyang nasa ika-anim na araw na ng extended lockdown ang estado. Ayon sa Victoria Department of Health, lahat ng bagong kaso ay konektado sa kasalukuyang outbreak. Samantala, hindi papayagang makabalik ang mga residente ng Victoria na kasalukuyang nasa New South Wales at ACT. Tanging mga otorisadong manggagawa o authorized workers ang papayagang bumiyahe sa 2 estado. Inaasahang magtatapos ang lockdown sa Victoria sa 27 ng Hulyo. Sinabi naman ni Chief Health Officer Brett Sutton, karamihan sa mga kaso ay naka-isolate habang infectious. Isa muna itong magandang senyales.
Look, 22 is a large number. It might have looked concerning for those who were following on Twitter this morning or who saw the number come up. But the 16 of 22, fully isolated for their entire infectious period, is a really good sign. That has changed dramatically in the last couple of days. I expect it to be improving over time. It may even be that within a couple of days, we don't see anyone who's been out in the community for any of their infectious period. It is due to people quarantining strictly through that quarantine period.
Samantala, nakapagtala naman ng 6 na bagong kaso ng COVID ang South Australia, unang araw ng lockdown sa estado. Ayon kay South Australian Premier Steve Marshall, may 52 exposure sites ang natukoy ng otoridad. Inanunsyo din ng Premier na magkakaroon ng $100 million na ayuda ang mga regional areas na apektado ng lockdown. Ayon din sa Premier, isa ito sa mga napagkasunduan sa mga pagpupulong ng gabinete.
We do want to put the entire state into lockdown. That's the health advice that we've received. We completely appreciate the federal government's position, and I was the one that signed up to it at the National Cabinet last Friday. When the federal government determine their hotspot, they will pay their income support. They won't be paying it outside of that area. We've decided from the state taxpayers' perspective, well, we want that hotspot declaration across the entire state. Even if the federal government has a different trigger for that, we want it.
Samantala, sinabi naman ng punong ministro Scott Morrison na daman niya ang paghihirap ng mga naka-lockdown habang nakataas ang stay-at-home orders sa higit kalahati ng populasyon ng bansa. Pinabuloanan naman ni Morrison na ang mga paghihigpit sa buong bansa ay resulta ng palpak na vaccine program. Sinabi ni federal government o ng federal government na ang pagpili ng gagamiting bakuna ay ginawa batay sa kung anong impormasyon ang nakuha nila noong nakaraang taon. Inaako ni Morrison ang responsibilidad para sa kasalukuyang kinakaharap na problema, ngunit bukas din ito para sa mga solusyon.
We're about 2 months behind where that otherwise would be. Those delays are regrettable. People have a perfect hindsight. But let's remember, we were focusing on vaccines that we knew could be manufactured in Australia. This was very important. Don't forget, when Pfizer, at that stage, like last year, we were talking about sub-70 degree temperatures to store and transport this. Now, we're a big country. Our most vulnerable populations were in remote and regional areas and Indigenous communities. We needed vaccines that we'd be able to transport and move around the country far and wide.
Kasalukuyang nakikipag-usap ang punong ministro sa pinuno ng Pfizer na siyang gumagawa ng bakuna para sa mga nasa edad 59 pababa. Inaayon umano ng gobyerno ang mahakbang nito batay sa global production levels ng Pfizer. Pero sinisiguro niyang uusad ang pagdadala ng supply sa bansa. Para po sa impormasyon tungkol sa kalusugan at iba pang suporta para sa mga naapektuhan ng pandemya, bisitahin lamang ang sbs.com.au/coronavirus.
Nice yung bang makinig na iba pang kwento na tulad ito? Makinig sa Apple Podcast, Google Podcast, Spotify o sa iba pang podcast apps.